Pictured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Live in the freedom that God loves you unconditionally.
And He loves you unconditionally.
God's love for you is unconditional.
Preaching that God loves you unconditionally is the wrong message.
God has a good will towards everybody, believers and non-believers.
But there is another love reserved only for those who embrace the gospel and put their trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Why the Bible is better. Again, this is Wretched Radio. Question, how do you change? How do you become different? More specifically, how do you become better? Becoming more sinful, that's easy. How do you become a better version of you? That is the question that does not get answered by a raging trend. Don't you worry, you're going to hear about it soon. I'm quite convinced of it. It is called polyvagal theory. Started talking about this yesterday on Wretched Radio. This is a secular, it really should be called polyvagal idea, because I'm not even sure it rises to the level of theory, because it isn't testable, provable. There's nothing scientific about it. And it just feels like another fruit of postmodernism, specifically expressive postmodernism. You, nothing is wrong with you. If you're experiencing difficulty in life, it's everybody else, but it certainly isn't you. What is polyvagal theory? Well, you've got this big old nerve that runs from your noggin to the bottom of your feet that wanders throughout your body. What does it do? It alarms you when there is danger. It alerts you to a not safe situation. Wow, didn't we get addicted to safety? It still lingers. We never, prior to COVID, when you parted company with somebody, you never said, stay safe, stay safe. Boy, it was COVID that just put the high alert on safety. We got to be safe. And that's what polyvagal theory is about. When you don't feel safe, that nervous system, it fires and it shuts you down, or it puts you on high alert, or it causes you to act out. It's being implemented in schools. But of course, we don't have authority over children to get them to memorize their times tables. No, we have to just keep our hands off of them and let them self-direct. Well, the result of that is they're little sinners and they're not always going to be happy running the place. In fact, they're usually going to be miserable running the place. And so taking discipline out of the school system, teachers are so vulnerable. And you've heard perhaps story after story of these poor teachers that the kids, hey, they're awful toward them. And so there's an effort now to kind of get the kids under control. Well, we can't do it by ever being heavy-handed. And so we've created things like mindfulness, timeout rooms, and now polyvagal theory, which blames your bad behavior on your environment. If there's something going firing wrong inside of you, you're not to blame. You're just being alerted to the fact that there's something bad out there. In other words, you don't take responsibility for your behavior. The problem is not in you. The problem is external. It's outside of you. So if we can merely control the environment, you're going to be happy. You're going to be safe. You're going to become a better version of you. Problem is, it's just not biblical. We do need to note there is, it's barely an ounce, but there is perhaps an ounce of truth in polyvagal theory. Of course, your insides are going to react to what's going on in the outside. Nobody denies that, whatever it happens to be. Those things are normal. They're very human. But where polyvagal theory just collapses is that it determines to get your insides to feel better, we got to deal with the outsides. The Bible comes along and says, just like that. It's a Hebrew word. It's not externals. Yes, externals can have an impact on your internals, but they merely reveal what is already there. You act like that because that's you. You don't turn it on and it doesn't come from being in an environment that doesn't smell right or sound right or just feels anxious in the air. Those things don't cause you to sin. They might squeeze you, but only what is in manifests itself on the out. And that's why polyvagal theory is just so deficient in so many ways. A pastor in Custer, South Dakota named Kyle Gangle, he did a presentation at the ACBC conference in Texas, and he also wrote an article. And I got to tell you, I really like this article. It was long because it dealt with what polyvagal is. And then more importantly, what does the Bible say about how we deal when we're feeling on the inside? How do we change? And it shows such a dichotomy between a secular world system that's concocted to get kids to be calmer and to behave better. And believe me, it's coming to adult world soon, versus the Bible. So from this lengthy article, he talks about a judge in Canada who ruled that a father will be guilty of family violence if he refers to his biological daughter using female pronouns, or if he seeks to dissuade her from seeking gender-affirming care. Accusing a father of harm for not affirming his daughter is a result of elevating feelings above reality. So if you do something on the external that causes somebody to be consternated on the internal, that's a crime. It's a crime. That too is a part of expressive postmodernism, because you cannot let anybody, I mean it, you can't let anybody ever make your insides feel anything but joyful and enthusiastic about yourself. And if that happens, if somebody does that, uses words as weapons, well, then they've committed a crime against you. That is a grievous offense to make somebody feel bad. That's a part of expressive postmodernism, but it's also a part of the mindset that is polyvagal-like, that the outsides have got to be controlled so that your insides will feel better. So somebody thinks they're a boy when they're actually a girl. You come along as the parent and say, honey, we're going to go read Genesis, because you're going to see that you were not assigned a gender. You were born a gender. You were knit together as a gender. Well, look out. According to this judge, you do that, you're committing a crime, because feelings are paramount. You cannot reign on anybody's feelings. From the article, the goal of implementing PVT is not necessarily to change your character or thinking. It's to learn to recognize which neuropsychological state you are in, if you recall, there are three, so that you can regulate it. Yikes! If your greatest problem is outside of you, then guess what? The entire world is a threat. Your family, every person, every little autonomous being is a threat. They're a danger. You could collide into them. This does not, as a side effect, it does not foster any sort of human kindness toward one another when everybody that I run into, they could harm me. If they don't say or do everything that pleases me, that could cause me to have my vasovagal system go off and feel terrible. So people become dangerous. Parents, they're terrorists. Any stressful circumstance, that's the problem. That's just not what the Bible teaches. This polyvagal theory says your greatest need is safety. The Bible says, well, your greatest need is to be forgiven by God and to be what? Transformed, renewed. I think there's an underlying supposition to this polyvagal theory. And that is that if all things considered, if your environment were always pleasant, you'd be perfect. If everything were ducky and you always had crispy red grapes in the refrigerator, like I currently do right now. Not that I'm thinking about them or being distracted by them, because I'm a grape fiend, but if I've got those, I'd be happy, because I don't have any issues. as long as everything out there is satisfactory, I've got no issues because I'm basically good. Kind of a problem. From the article, it's not about changing your character, the PVT. It's not about changing your thinking. It's to learn how to regulate the outsides. Recognizing the state of your nervous system is called nervous system mapping. Oh, must be scientific. And you got to evaluate your feelings, your thoughts, your breathing, your heart rate to see what state you're in. And if you discover you're dysregulated, in other words, your nervous system is in fight or flight mode, it's activated, well, then you are experiencing dorsal vagal shutdown. Well, that's got to be scientific. It uses a lot of big words I don't recognize. No, it's not scientific at all. That's just your fight or flight mechanism, which is God-given. They try to make this sound so therapeutic. The dorsal vagal shutdown. You get that sorted, you can engage in activities to regulate yourself and return to the state of ventral vagal social engagement. The Bible speaks a different word. Next on Wretched Radio.
Hey, can I be honest with you for a second? I see a lot of guys just drifting. Just going through the motions, working, hanging out, maybe going to church, but not really sure what they're supposed to be doing with their lives. And here's what's crazy. Nobody's giving you real answers. Dr. Adam Tyson has hosted a Fortis Forum, 5 Steps to Becoming a Man After God's Own Heart. And it is not what you think. It's on Fortis Plus. You can watch it whenever you want. Just go check it out right now. Just download Fortis Plus wherever you download your apps or go to fortisplus.org.
The hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Let's be honest. You've earned your PhD in couch sitting. You know exactly which cushion has the perfect amount of give. You are a professional. Well, congratulations. Your expertise just became holy ground. Fortis Plus has officially arrived on your TV. From your phone to now on your Roku, Samsung, LG, Vizio, Apple TV. Basically, if it has a screen and an internet connection, Fortis Plus is there. Go ahead, stay seated, but download Fortis Plus first because your couch just got promoted. Every man knows what it's like to fight a battle no one else can see. You wake up, you're determined that today is going to be different. This time, you're going to be stronger than the temptation. But then evening comes, and there you are again, right back where you started. You're making promises to yourself that you already know deep down that you're not going to keep tomorrow. That's what Todd Friel gets into very deeply with his resource, Play the Man. It's available right now as an ebook, an audiobook, and video series only at fortisplus.org. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you actually felt something without fear, without shame, without immediately wanting to numb it? If you're living on autopilot, you're not alone. Millions are told the same thing. It's just a chemical imbalance. Hey, take this, you'll be fine. But you're not fine. You're numb. Dr. Greg Gifford gets that, and his new series, Life Without the Numb, is available right now, absolutely free at fortisplus.org. This isn't about ignoring struggles. It's about transformation from the inside out. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know the feeling. Every morning you wake up and you wonder, how am I going to navigate this weird, crazy, upside-down world with biblical wisdom? And that's exactly why Fortis Institute exists. We're your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. When you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just giving money. You're discipling young men struggling with pornography. You're equipping pastors in small, rural churches. You're preaching the gospel to students who desperately need to hear it. Visit fortisinstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Important dates in Christian history. 387 AD. Augustine of Hippo is converted. His writings became bedrock for the Middle Ages and were influential in the Reformation. The Confessions and City of God are still read by many.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yes?
Would you happen to have a pillow?
Why do you need a pillow, Todd?
I'm feeling dysregulated, and if I could just punch the pillow, I think that I'd get my system would get back on track, and I'd feel better. That's science. This is Wretched Radio. I'm not kidding. The therapeutic methods that the world concocts to help you to regulate yourself, to feel better. It includes breathing. It includes making sure you're always in a safe space. And if necessary, you can punch a pillow. Or you don't like that. Maybe you want to burn some calories. Run in place. That'll get you re-regulated. Other techniques to help you feel safe, good about you. Upbeat music or calming music, depending on whether you need to calm down or get excited. You can go for a walk, meditate, do the yoga. Oh, here's a good one. Tapping various parts of your body for stimulation. Oh, that's why I need a rubber band on my wrist to snap it and bring me back to my senses. This is science? This is theory? No, it's nonsense. It's polyvagal theory. It is sure to be the next great rage in an effort of living in an unregulated society, especially for children, that regulates everything that surrounds our kids so that they feel safe and that they don't become dysregulated. If they do, well, we've got some really good methods to do that. Besides tapping various parts of your body, you can drink caffeine. Well, that's a good one right there. And don't forget the deep breathing. Maybe you need a mantra that you need to repeat over and over again. This is the secular therapeutic, and it is coming to a school near you. All of these little methods and techniques, an attempt to move into the ventral vagal state where you can be happy and calm. This is laughable business, but it's making its way into the education system. So let's evaluate polyvagal theory. This is courtesy of Kyle Gangle from Custer, South Carolina. This theory called polyvagal theory was first proposed in 1994, and it's becoming popular with life coaches and social media influencers and education gurus. From the article, he's quoting a doctor, psychology fads often have little objective scientific research supporting them. PVT has very few empirical studies examining whether applications of polyvagal theory generate measurable positive clinical outcomes. In other words, it hasn't been tested. But hey, if we can give vaccines that haven't been tested, why not try this one out on our kids? Yep, that was a freebie. PVT defines man and his problems apart from a biblically informed view of the body and soul, or the inner man and the outer man. In other words, this is another anthropological mess. Virtually everything that we are seeing in society that makes you go, oh, what is going on, is anthropological. If we had a right understanding that human beings are knit together in their mother's womb by God, abortion is done, just done. Because that's God's handiwork. The whole gender debate, gone. It's clear. We've got two distinct genders. This is all anthropological, morals, values, what is best for people. Honestly, even the welfare system. Look, we know that there are some people who need help, and we're ready to give a hand. But apparently, there's an awful lot that are just living on the dole. That's low anthropology, that we let them just do nothing and support it. That's not human flourishing. The homeless problem, that's anthropological, that we fail to realize that there's just better ways of living for human beings, and we happen to know what those are in general. They don't, so we're going to help them out. Anthropology is a massive issue, and PVT does not escape the anthropological debate. Biblical counselors have affirmed inner and outer man influence one another. We get that. Remember the prophet Elijah? He was feeling kind of blue. What did God say to him? Oh, I need to make Israel safe for you. Then you won't feel so bad, Elijah. No, he told him, why don't you sleep and eat? Because you got some physical needs, because it does make a difference. Come on, you're a little bit different when you got a full stomach versus an empty stomach. You get hangry. Well, that's the exchange that takes place. But when it comes to my emotional state, the environment isn't responsible for it. I am. Contrary to a purely materialistic understanding of man, the Bible teaches the inner man and outer man exist in constantly interacting duality. They do affect one another. We don't deny the interplay between body and soul. But the polyvagal theory just stops there. Fix one, you fix the other. That's simply not biblical math. It's common, writes Gengel. It's a common practice for biblical counselors to encourage counselees to set up an appointment with a physician to rule out any physiological problems. We get that. It could be your thyroid. It could be a heart issue. It could be vitamin. You're just low on a vitamin. And those things can be addressed, and it can indeed change your mood. We don't deny that. So you say, what's the problem with polyvagal theory? That's kind of what it's saying. No, it's not kind of saying that. It's saying that those things are responsible for the way that you act or respond. The Bible says, no, you're responsible for the way you act and respond. Yes, externals, they can influence to a degree, but you are responsible. It is the inner man that is the primary issue. The Bible doesn't blame your emotional frustrations, shortcomings on either the brain, your body, or your surroundings. Your sinful thoughts, feelings, behavior, that's all from the inside. The Bible emphasizes the immaterial part of us. You, your soul, what makes you, you, your heart. As goes the heart, so goes the man. As goes the heart, so goes the man. That teaching of Jesus is just different than polyvagal. As goes the nervous system, so goes the man. Do you feel the difference? The Bible says you're responsible. God made your vasovagal system and it serves a purpose. But when it sends an alarm, you're the one who needs to deal with it, not the people surrounding you to relieve you from whatever it is that is causing your vagal system to go, well, I'm dysregulated, which is normal, actually. That's a gift from God that he wired into us rather intricately. The PVT, though, does not deal with the issue remotely similar to the way that the Bible does. It just doesn't even come close from the article. Though there are difficult cases to discern if the inner man or the outer man are the primary issue, the Bible just doesn't let us off the hook. PVT does. And may I ask, how perfect does my surroundings need to be? Can I blame it on the temperature being too warm in here right now? Can I blame it on the fact that I'm looking at this guy through my monitor who looks like he's scowling at me? Oh, that's you, Jimmy. Oh, yeah. Can I'm blaming it on you?
Okay.
I'm crabby. You're the problem. What I mean, is anybody ever responsible for anything? There's nothing wrong with calming your circumstances. That's kind of common sense. But that doesn't address the heart, sin, anger, doubt, fear. It can, PBT, it can simply be used to excuse sinful responses. My vagal made me do it. How we define our problem, writes Gengel, determines where we look for our solution. If the fundamental problem is we unconsciously feel safe, or not, then we will be forced to look for changes in our bodies, circumstances, or relationships. And if they can't be changed, we're stuck. So if your environment can't be changed, well, you're just a cooked goose. PVT doesn't help you at all. The Bible calls for renewal of the mind, not the regulation of bodily states. It goes after you, the heart of you. The mind is active instead of a passive responder to external stimuli. And PBT argues our neurological state drives our thoughts and behaviors. The Bible, in its affirmation of both inner man and outer man, emphasizes our hearts, teaches us our thinking comes first, and then drives our feelings, our actions, and even our physical states. Change starts in the hearts. Okay, change will start in the heart. However you want to rhyme that, the Bible simply has a different way of dealing with your feelings. As you hear more and more about PBT, make sure that you affirm anything that they recognize that is right, which is very little, but reject everything that is wrong, which is a lot. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.